This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. The first official report on the crash of an Ethiopian jet says the crew followed the correct procedures. AP's Charles de Ledesma has the story.
The Ethiopian government report has made clear that the pilots performed all of the protocols recommended by Boeing when the plane started to nosedive, but could not save it. The summary is based on data from the recorders of the Boeing 737 MAX 8. Boeing has declined to comment pending its own review of the Ethiopian report. The MAX 8 model has been under scrutiny since a Lion Air flight crashed off the coast of Indonesia under similar circumstances in October. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
NATO foreign ministers are meeting in Washington to celebrate the alliance's 70th anniversary. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo opened the meeting today with an appeal for unity to confront great power challenges from Russia, China, and Iran. On Wednesday, NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg warned of the threat of a more assertive Russia.
Consistent cyber attacks on NATO allies and partners, targeting everything from parliaments to power grids. Sophisticated disinformation campaigns and attempts to interfere in democracy itself.
The NATO meeting comes amid rifts between members over security and trade issues. The New York Times is reporting some of Special Counsel Robert Mueller's investigators have told associates that Attorney General William Barr did not properly convey how damaging their findings were for U.S. President Donald Trump. The investigators say Barr's memo to Congress did not adequately portray the results of their nearly two-year investigation into Russian interference in the 2016 election. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News. President Trump is meeting today at the White House with Chinese Vice Premier Liu He, a sign that the world's top two economic powers could be nearing a trade agreement after marathon talks. The two countries had originally hoped to reach an agreement by March 1st, but even as the negotiations have extended, Mr. Trump and his economic advisers say the discussions are progressing. Some officials have suggested a deal could be reached by the end of April. The self-proclaimed white supremacist accused of last month's deadly mass shootings at two New Zealand mosques will be charged with 50 counts of murder. Police say 28-year-old Australian Brenton Harris Tarrant will also be charged with 39 counts of attempted murder when he makes his second court appearance on Friday. Ugandan security forces are still searching for an American tourist and local driver who were abducted at gunpoint this week in a national park. Uganda police spokesman Polly Namaya.
The police has dispatched an elite squad from tourism police to reinforce the security teams at Queen Elizabeth National Park and to actively pursue a group of four unknown gunmen who allegedly kidnapped an American and a Ugandan senior guide who were on an evening game drive.
Ugandan police have identified the American as Kimberly Sue Endicott and her driver as Jean Paul. Uganda says the kidnappers used the victim's phone to demand a ransom of $500,000. Pope Francis has named Archbishop Wilton Gregory as the new head of the Archdiocese of Washington. The 71-year-old Gregory will become the first African-American to lead the church's most influential archdiocese in the United States. Gregory says he will strive to regain the trust of a congregation that became the epicenter of the clergy sex abuse crisis in the U.S.
Together, we will not merely address the moments where we've fallen short or failed outright, but we will model for all the life and teaching of our Lord Jesus Christ, and we will reclaim the future.
Former Nissan chairman Carlos Ghosn has been arrested again in Japan on new charges of financial misconduct. Prosecutors say Ghosn was detained based on allegations that he diverted $5 million of Nissan funds earmarked for a dealer in Oman for his personal use. Well, this week, tourists and residents alike are being treated to Mother Nature's beauty here in Washington. The city's famous cherry blossom trees are in full bloom under sunny skies with warm spring temperatures. For more pictures of the cherry blossoms and more news, please visit us at voanews.com. I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.